So we're in the Sugya of Bishul, which is literally a bottomless pit. We started discussing yesterday based on Sugya spanning from that climate test. The Mishnah is quoted from Kufman Hay. A Mishnah, which again I told you, is the source of Ain Bishul Acha Bishul, according to Rov Poskim, according to the Tosfos HaRosh. You don't even need the source. It's obvious Ain Bishul Acha Bishul. According to the Rambam, on the level of the Rabbanan, I claimed, he denies the principle of Ain Bishul Acha Bishul. And the Mishnah is limited to a case of Sharia. Okay, but the Raisa accepts Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. Again, according to the Rambam Shita, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul is only after the Tzvashul called Tzorko. According to the Rashba, once it's cooked Kamacha Ben Tusoy, as she was so earlier, Mesech the Shabbos, then we apply it right to the principle of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. Okay, just summing up the very basics of the Sugya. We want to discuss a little bit today the double lach. Apply the principle of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul to the double lach. Yes or no? It's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Those who learned the Gemara at the Rishonim saw this already a while ago. It's not, you don't have to wait till the hour Sugya to see it. It's found a little bit earlier in the Mechaber back at Daf Lamed Daled. But the fastest way to see it is to look at the Rush over here in Perek Yira. Enter Simon Yud at the beginning of Yud Aleph. This is on Mem Aleph. This is what's going on. So he says over there, end of Simon Yud, Sugulaf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, Hamish of Bishul, Shamiyachata. That's the whole issue of Xerah Shamiyatiyah and Af Lamed Aleph. Rashi Pirish, Simon Yud Aleph in the Rush. The El Xerah Shamiyatiyah, Kiderish and Stam, like Shayir Tzadat, you know. Yartichena betchila b'morov b'nitzim v'vashal b'shabbos. Vashal b'shabbos. Come to vashal b'shabbos. It's already cooked from before. You see from here, that this bishul acha bishul came as sheyesh bo mashkin. I the Mishnah said we saw it quoted in the Flamet Test in the Kuf Mem Hey Kol Shabbos b'chamos neishabbos shonos b'chamos b'shabbos. Hanadav yomish go and turn the gold of the Rabbi Abba. Almost by definition, if you soak it in. You can't soak a liquid in water. Liquid can be soaked. By definition, it's solid. Okay? And then it goes rise back and forth, not going into it right now. The kid says, a big machlokes gadol haposkim, whether bishul acha bishul b'lach exists or not. I mentioned to you briefly yesterday that the Rambam is always quoted when it's a machlokes. They say Rambam is makel because he doesn't make a distinction between solids and liquids. Let's go into our interpretation. He's machmir because he would say it's even by solids, kavachomer by liquids. That's why it was relevant to La Maisa, even though we don't follow Rambam in any other respect. Fine. The Rambam has a famous compromise in this matter. He tells us that one may reheat liquids, but only if it was lone and stan in the gamri. Big machlokas gedolei haposkim. What does that mean? The Magen Avraham says that if I tell a non-Jew to heat up hot liquids which are cooled off, it's a terrible thing because I'm telling him to do it. He's a daraisa. What would be for me? He's a daraisa. So Rambam clearly holds the nature of the Issa Bishul Acha Bishul B'lach according to the Rambam is an Issa daraisa. What's shot Issa daraisa? What happened to the first Bishul? The answer is the first Bishul disappeared. Presumably, the definition of cooking with respect to liquids involves heating. Once the heat dissipates, it gets beneath the Atzoletis, which is the halachic definition of heat, which is again the Sugar right over here, the Mem Beis. When one talks about Yatzel, that is well. Once it sinks beneath that red line, it's already can be Ozoleh Bishulo, as the Agletal calls it. You cook it again, you're over mid the Oraisa. Why then, Rabosai, if it's standing a little bit, but don't it stand on the Gamma, don't we apply the same principle? The answer is, as long as it's still hot enough to pass as a warm soup, they can serve it as somewhat hot soup, it's the equivalent, as the Rishonim say, Dugmas Machal Ben Dusoy. Another phrase which we had, Machal Ben Dusoy means it's a bandit can eat it. So bandits, I guess, don't insist on having the soup so hot. And it's a little bit hot. It's good enough for them. So that's what the pshat is in that Magen Avraham. This comes based upon the Tumas Hadesh, and then there was a Ruah, and the whole slew of Rishon. Having said that, later Achronim take a different stance of pshat in Rambam. They say he holds a midoraisa, ain't bishul acha bishul b'davolach. Rather, it's a chumrat de derabbanan. And on the sound of the gamrei, as the Chazon Ish puts it, has a source in the sugya you learned earlier, a few days ago, about Shia and Avzara, where it comes up, not our sugya for right now. And this is the sugya, this is the sheet accepted by the Mishnah Brura, by Gus Moshe, where they have a whole different approach. So it's a machlokas gedolei apolskim mamish. I think the classical poskim have one view, both preceding the Ramah and the Magen Avraham follows in. Namely, it's a shabbat d'oraisa, bishlach bishlach b'lach, if it's cooled off beneath a certain threshold of roar lechem machlos chami usam dumas machlos b'soy. And the later poskim, we've seen the other way around, that it starts from being mutter, and they made it to the Rabbanan. The Chazon Ish, when he phrases his position, says, look, strictly speaking, there's no difference when it comes to liquids between the stat and the gam, and the stat and the gam. Make up your mind. There's only one line. That line is the Yatzaletas bowl line. Finished. The impression that Chazon Ish, that he holds that fundamentally, cooking liquids is different than cooking salads. And the reason could be explained based on a sugya much later in the Sefer Shabbos, in the Perek Lagodol, but the Gemara tells us the definition of cooking is softening, maybe even hardening, according to the Rambam, ayin dalet min beis. When it comes to water, the softened, the hardened, must be a totally different definition, namely heating. Oh, if that's the case, so there's only one possible color point, yatzel letesbo. This whole nistan, alone on the gamma, it makes no sense, chaz nishrei. So it must be it's purely the Rabbanim, and the rice say mishlach mishlach b'lach. But the way we're suggesting, no, we don't go with that. We said the definition of cooking liquids is fundamentally the same as cooking anything else. Softening, hardening is lavdaf. Preparing it for use is fundamentally the same. And therefore, the critical criterion is usability. As long as it's usable, we consider it to be mavushal, kamachal, bendrusoi, and that's where it suffices. Not according to what we're suggesting now, according to Chikas Rambam, that says that if you cook something kamachal, bendrusoi, and now you cook it fully, you're chayev. So the only time you're going to say it's mutter to reheat something which is mitzdanim sas is if it once was mevushal kol tzarko. You boiled it. Now it went down to lo nitzdan on the garment. It's still pretty hot. You can surpass its hatsu. You can kick it back upstairs to make it boiling if you want boiling hatsu. But if it never reached past this lower level, which is yikum dugmas kamachal ben dusoy, you may not for the very first time heat it up to the point of boiling. That's equivalent to kamachal ben dusoy to mevushal kol tzarko, according to the Rambam, is totally awesome. I mean, it's a daraisa. And the Mechaba passed like the Rambam, not like the Rashi, who says that once kamachal ben dusoy is reached initially, that it's no problem. And the proof that I'm right is from the Smag. Because the Smag goes like the Rambam, the only time you say mishlach avishal on the level of daraisa is mevushal kol tzarko. And the same Smag says the same thing, like there was a ruin, the Chumash Adeshin, and that goes, Maimini, and the way we say Pshat and Ramah. It's all some kind of story they had about the Chupas with the Avodim, Mr. Kam, a whole story, in which he says, if it's known as Tal Gamre, it's mutter to read it. How can that be? But he holds it's Dugmas Machal Ben Dusoy, it wouldn't be enough. The answer is, it was once fully cooked. And if it's now Dugmas Machal Ben Dusoy, you can't say Ozle Bishulo, and therefore we apply the principle of Ein Bishul Achabish. Once it's Ozle Bishulo, it's no longer Nechol Achas Chamimuso, the expression of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. All of a sudden now, it's an Issa Daraisa. So it's a Kantra Chazon Ish. It does make a level different than a level of Daraisa, how far it cooled off. It's down on the Gamma versus low, it's down on the Gamma. And the definition, not room temperature, but edibility as hot soup. Just some of the highlights of this important sugi. Okay. Then we talk about cliche name and mavash. That's over here on that memory base. Again, all the fundamental sugis are right over here in front of us. Do we apply it? When does this apply? How does it apply? How does it apply? So there could be exceptions to the rule in two directions. The Gemara is over here on Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph, again, quoting from the Mishnah on Daf Kufna Mehem and Beis. There are exceptions to the rule. Right? Adichin also b'chamah b'shabes, chod tosvis v'adokha b'klisheni, we saw from the one chat. Chutz min ameliach ha'yoshet b'kulias ispinen. The most post doesn't mean makam patish, as some say. It means bishul. They can be bishul. We call this the language as kali habishul. Kali habishul apply even in a kli sheni or its equivalent. That's what the Magen Avraham is choshesh for kali habishul. The mechaber is not choshesh for kali habishul, with the exception of dover hanefeh, which is a situation where we call bishul acharafia. Bishul acharafia is itself a tremendous dispute among the Gdolei HaRishonim based on how they interpret various Gemaras. There's a Gemara which is quoted by, the Mordechai has it in the back here, in the Masechta Shabbos, a machlokas between the Urayim and the Rav Yoh. They're arguing based upon the same Gemaras. Sugya, it depends what the maskonas and sugya is. A sugya in brachas and a sugya in psachim. Tamatza veleka. A whole story over here. So this is a question which is found in Siman Shin Beis in the Mordechai. Even though in Bishlach HaBishl, as we said, that phrase is not in Shas, but the Poskim will assume it, as I told you before, the Rambam may be an exception. But he says, Yesh Bishlach HaRafiyo Tzliya, psachim em aleph. Slow v'chakach v'shlo chayiv. Okay. Well, explains that the Rav Yossi alma yesh b'shalach afia. So it's b'shalach atzliya. So don't put your pass even in a klisheni. The mokushat zoledes bo. And so too tzli, you should be careful. And if it's cooked, you should put near a fire if it's dry. Because you're tzliach v'shal. Then also, Chilel Shabbos! Oh, the Urayim. He doesn't mince any words. Chilel Shabbos. The Mordechai did mince some words. He left that klishlishi. You have to see the klishlishi, the problem of Chilel Shabbos. Okay? But then he quotes the Rav Yosef. No, Lav Mills, it's wrong. So look at Brochos Lamed Ches. They quote the same dispute with Rav Yosef. Says it's a unique thing. The Legabi Matzah, the Bina Tamatza, the Pir Veleka. That's a very powerful line in the Rav Yosef. We don't understand what the Urayim wanted. But he quoted it right from Pesachim, then why didn't he quote the Gemara in Brachos? There's a machlokus gedolei apostles to the Taz and the Eglei Tal. How do you defend the Urayim against the Kasha of the Rav Yoh? One suggestion is, you're right. Tamatza the Piv Aleka. In Ilchus Shabbos as well as in Ilchus Brachos, the din is, Belechus Machshevis. It tastes better. It tastes better. It tastes different. It's Belechus Machshevis. So therefore, it's a practical consideration. You use some kind of different form of cooking and it tastes better, it's a melechus machshev. It's exactly as it says, bina tamatza b'piv v'leka. There it's practical, here it's practical. That's one way to explain this opinion. The other is that we have to be careful and not equate every single change between one state and the other, not necessarily created equal. There are different types of preparing food through heat. It's tzli. And there is Bishul, and there is Afia. You have to be a little bit careful not to just assume that everything's the same. We saw in the Mordechai sounding like everything's the same. This is the way, that way, the other way. If you look in the Shulta Giborim on the Sugya, Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis, where this Bishul Acha Bishul issue is found. So he says over here, I have it over here in page Samach Aleph in my print, Os Gimel is as follows. It's Tzliach HaBishul. The smuggles that way, the Turo's that way. Okay. But he says, Gam Nira, the Shulda Gibram says, in contrast to the others, the Svile, the Lekot Tzliach HaBishul. But the Hiskid in Zeklau, but it was his Bishul Achat Tzli. But not Tzliach HaBishul. How do you explain that? That cannot be explained on a practical basis. Practical basis, it's a change of taste either way. The answer is it's a halachic basis. Bishul is a greater preparation than Tzli. It's not because it tastes better, but most people prefer barbecue chicken to boiled chicken. I don't think so in America today anyway. It means it's halachic, because Bishul is Mevashel Mekulo. When you put something in water, it cooks it through and through. Where the comes at Tzli, Tzliya, roast, it only grills a little bit, the finger's thickness. Of course, most steak is not more than the finger's thickness, there's no problem. Okay? It's relevant to Yoredeya. Yoredeya, if you put something in water, it will ask it straight through, and if it's Tzli, it's only going to ask it to make the teal, a small amount, the finger's breadth. So therefore, Bishul is more than Tzli, and that Tzli is not more than Bishul. This could explain the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Afia, the Bishul Achar Afia, and Afia Achar Bishul. Now, those are both, each one is greater than the other. In one sense, because the bishul is through and through, and afia is dry heat. On the other hand, afia is greater because afia creates a shame pass. A shame pass, Rav Osai, this is a lum de shavarat shame pass. Pass has its own category. And this is the opinion of the Egle Tal. The first opinion about the practical is the Tazid opinion. It's Egle Tal. The Tal goes as far as to say, based on the Gemara Yevamos, that everybody agrees, yesh afia acha bishul. So machlokos in the posting is afbishul acha rafia. Afia acha bishul is a chulei alma because of the shame pass that's created. So it's a lum de shavarat, not a practical verb. So explain that the shul de gibarim as well. That bishul is more than tzli, tzli is not more than bishul. So tzli is the lowest, because it's dry heat, which only goes a little bit. And then bishul and afir are both greater. Why? Because bishul goes all the way, and pass has a shame, and afir has a shame pass. So if you hold bishul like afir, afir like bishul, then yes, but tzli would not be take effect superimposed upon bishul. That's what shul de gibarim suggests. Relevant in certain cases, which the Halacha talks about. What about tzli acha bishul acha tzli, or bishul acha tzli acha bishul? Complicated those things, but they exist in real life. In real life, so that we could argue that from the love the consideration, it should be mutter because both states still exist. From the practical consideration of change of taste, it would be potentially a problem because you change from A to B C, so you change it from B to C. Who cares? It once had A. It's just a change of state and taste, which is of significance. Again, tzli acha bishul is only if you change the taste. That's explained by the Shulchan Aruch allows you to put cooked food near a fire, because you're not really changing the taste. Even if it's halach, they consider it to be tzli. When you put your boiled chicken near the fire, it will not go, Ma, I want barbecue chicken. She said to Shabbos, no problem, sonny. I'll take the boiled chicken and I'll put it near the fire. What are you kidding? I'll be like, Ma, this ain't barbecued. So that doesn't change the taste. Because that's why the Mishnah Berurah is machmer. Not Shaila, presumably because he's worried about the Egle Tal's Lamdisha version. But in a case in which the Lamdisha version wouldn't exist because there are three stages, A, B, and C, and A and C are the same, and the practical consideration also wouldn't exist because there's no change in the taste, we could be making. This is relevant to certain powders. Powders which at one point were cooked, and then it would dry, and then you could put them into water again. So it's bishul achatz, I achar bishul, and doesn't change it fundamentally. I think the Orcha Shabbos is vehicle. We explained it more or less along these lines, that according to neither the Taz nor the Egle Tal would be prohibited. Okay, these are some of the highlights of the sugyas of bishul achar bishul. And we have to understand that these sugyas, from Lamed Tes through Mem Beis, it's all one big sugya. To keep talking about the ins and outs of bishul b'shabbos are extraordinarily relevant in everybody's kitchen. We try to talk about some of the highlights. The Mogen Avraham is machmir twice over the mechaber. One, he holds it the first day in Tos Lamates. That's cliche. He's nearer to the mevashel. And number two, as we do know, there are certain things which are we call kalei habishul. We saw over here b'liach hayosh kulis isminin. So the Mogen Avraham says, we're not expert. We don't know what's what. So if you machmir for everything, that's kalei habishul, unless it's meferish and shas, and it's mut. Shas is mut, so it's mut. We can't be more machmir than shas. If we don't know, we should be machmir. The machaber rejects both. He's megal klisheni all the way. He's not worried about kalei habishul, with the sole exception of dover hanefe, which is ironic, because the machlokes of Dolia Poston is a bishul acharafi at all. We just saw the Mordechai. There, the machaber is machmir, even in the klisheni. He's looking at even in klishlishi. We explain why. Because that's the normal way to do it. Say cliche and mevashel according to the Arpshat and the Rashba, it's a normalcy built in. The reason why the Rashba says if you put water in a cliche, it's mutter. Why he says because the cold water doesn't get hot, the hot water gets cold. We say that's scientifically absurd. The answer is not scientific. We're talking about practicality. If I add water into a cliche, I don't want to heat the water. I put in a cliche. I'm trying to cool down the contents of the cliche, and if I miscalculated, and I got it to a point that Bavya Saletis, which a person normally doesn't drink, called the Rashba. We say drink, we mean drink. We don't mean sip. Sip, you can sip any you want. But we can drink. So they probably didn't sip in those days. They had no time for it. So the answer is that it's a miscalculation, which would not be chayav with the Araisa. It's not Derek Bishop Bekach. You wouldn't normally do it in the Klisheni. You want to cook it above Bavya Saletis, put it into a Kli Mishin. And therefore, it's okay. That applies to all foods, the sole exception being baked foods. Because baked foods are usually not put into a cleavage. Dunkin' Donuts and coffee. Now you don't put it into the pot and the fire. So therefore, the Mechaber paradoxically is Machmir Klisheni only with respect to Dover HaOfri, which is the court of some no Bishlach HaFi at all, and is not Machmir in the context of meat and chicken, which is a rule can be put in the Klisheni called the Mechaber, because there's no Bishlach Klisheni, and even if it's you make a mistake, and it's a little bit more Kali HaBishlach, but you don't normally do that way. T, we said, T is something which is normally put into a Klisheni, even a Klisheni, and then it's a very serious problem when it comes to tea, and therefore I think you should not put it even to a klishlishi. Why should make a klishlishi? But again, the arayim stands in the way of that kula. These are some of the very important highlights of this issue of bishul and bishlach, bishul and lach, and yovesh is very, very important. We mentioned before klisheni ain't a mavashal, so that's a real din, quoted by Farish in the Gemara. But over here on that memem beis, talk about a situation which looks like Irui. What happened over here? It's Chazer again. We saw it briefly yesterday. What happened over here? There was Chamei Tveria. What happened? The water came out of the geyser in Tveria. It slid along the ground, Rashi explains, and gathers in a hole in the ground. So what's then over there? So Rashi says over here, Rashi b'klishen. You can't put the jug into that hole in the ground. You got to take the water out of the jug and put into a klisheni, and then put the jug, take the water out of the hole in the ground, put into a jug, put into a pot, whatever you want to call it, and then put the jug of oil into that pot. You can't put it into that ambati. Why not? Hachambati shachamen imshochlem and amayin choshevlo kiklirishin shenitukubo shachapisha biro me'alo ur mevashel. That's a mission of my base. You take the klirishin, move it off the fire, it's still mevashel. So here it's also mevashal. So someone asserted to me, even in the case in which the water stopped running, that'll be a chum in the flow by a cup full from an urn. But I wanted to suggest, no. It's referring to a case in which the water was going. As long as it's still going, we say it is, in fact, mevashal. And I believe we have to say this, Jack, because otherwise you run into a big problem. Tosis says that tomorrow is out of my base, tomorrow?
I'll
give you a little head start for tomorrow, Shir. Toast and beis on top, and the whole fight about Irui. You pour off, is that klirishin, is that klisheni? Toast comes to a compromised view. And there the Irui lahavik klirishin, lahavik klisheni. And the babashik they klipa. Why? They call it psoch and the ayin vav. Tato gobar, or bekomagom babashik they klipa. It says over there, psoch and the ayin vav. Adamek alay bola. And Toast equates bli and bishul. Tosus Maskon is Mavasha Kadei Klipa. Mefarshim, wait a minute, Kadei Klipa, it's a very thin peel, even less than a teal, thin. The teal is your finger. It was the thinnest possible peel. All the Mefarshim ask, Rabbeinu Shalalim, what do you want to do over here that Mem Amid Beis? Bikash the Nechlo Pach Shal Shem Bambati. Pach! What's a pach? We're holding Chanukah soon. Right? Pach Shal Shem Bambati. What's a pach? A jug, right? A jug. So if the water is pouring on the jug, let the material of the jug, whatever it's made from, earthenware, metal, whatever it happens to be made from, that is the Kadei Klipa. And the Shem in itself will never be heated. What's the problem over here? The answer presumably is, it's not just how you pour a little bit on top. That would be no problem. The answer is, it's filling up. Filling up, 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 it keeps filling. So therefore, the water, hot water keeps going, and the bottom gets very, filling up to be very hot. Ends up that the jug is no longer hot water being poured on top of it. So the cold jug is tatog over. To the contrary, the water keeps coming. And now the water keeps coming towards the bottom, etc. It keeps heating up. And the jug is no longer a tatog, it becomes a milah. Because the hot water gets to the bottom, it gets maybe a little underneath it, towards its bottom. And therefore, it's mevasha bakula. So therefore, you have to say, it's considered a klirishin, but I'm suggesting only in the case in which the water keeps coming. Once the water stops coming, out of Chamei Tveria, when you turn off the spigot of the urn, be klisheni. And the right that they post the maps in the first Shiravah, in Yerodeh Simen Tzadibes of Zion, which says you have a pot, and the things are going off the pot, and it's only Mavliya, a Kedei Klipa. You know, not more than that. Would not have the contents of the pot. So we're suggesting that this kind of a situation, not be a cremation, even though it's coming from the source which is directly on the fire as it's coming off, that they pick up the keb. Fine. So this issue, again, of Tato Govar, which Tosfos introduces here in the Mem Beis, Amud Aleph, comes up here as well. No, it comes up on Amud Beis, comes up on Amud Aleph as well. Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says you're allowed to put water into Chama L'toch Tzonon, and Tzonon L'toch Chama. Rashi invokes Tato Govar. Can't get away from this Tato Govar story. So Tosfos says, it's not going to be, it's about Chlobos Amaroyim. The Tosfos says, no, it's nothing to do with Tato Govar, it's a nupsha. Chamel took the first word on and closed my base. Aleph. Chamel took Tzonim Asher Shatzonim and Hen Shomat and Merubin. Shaderach Litan Mut and Tope Meruba. And therefore, Bavashna Chamel and Mokim Klal. Nothing to do with Tator Law. Tator Law, if they're 50-50, if the majority is one or the other, it wins. Doesn't matter if it's at the higher level or the lower level. The Rosh Hashulchan goes to town with this Tosis. Says, you see, the whole Tator Law Govar is only if it's equal amounts. Not in a case like this where they're unequal amounts. Others disagree. Say that the Rosh Hashulchan overstated what it says over here in Tosfos. I'm not going to all the problem right now. But suffice it to say, we pass it Iris Mavashal Kedei Kaliba, at least. It's one day in Tosfos, not Mabez, it's Mavashal Makulo. And it seems that the Taz is not for that Shita. So the Shemir Shabbos passes, you're allowed to pour hot water on a bottle of cold water, for example, to make it hot, to heat it up. Because it's only Kedei Klipa, big deal. The Klipa is the bottle. And I say, no. Well, the one opinion in Tosfos is it's Mevashel Bekulo. The Taz is Machmer, in my view, for that opinion. Moreover, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, you're allowed to pour, not a hot kettle, not directly on the tea, you pour on the side. Pour on the side, it slithers over, it's going to bang into the tea, that's okay. Who says so? The Yisra Vehet. Carefully, the Yisra Vehet holds it the Rashbam. Rashbam is over here, Rabbeinu Shmuel, maybe Raya, Rabbeinu Shmuel said at the very beginning of Membeis and Tamtosis that Iru is Kiklisheni. Because Tato Gava, Klisheni. I had to make a Lebola, presumably, that's only a Chumra B'Yam when it comes to Bliya, it doesn't apply to Bishn. Fine. So therefore, the Yisra Vehet holds it the Rashbam. So, Alamai, Yisra Vehet does not if you pour directly, it's making it pour indirectly. We don't follow the Rashbam. So there's no way we can follow this Rabbi Akiva Eger's about the Chas V'Shalom. You're not permitted to pour boiling water on tea. Not if you pour directly on the tea. Not if you started across the cup. You're also not allowed to do it. You're just not allowed to do that. We pass it against the Yisra V'Hetta. It's a pillar that the Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes at Yisra V'Hetta, which we don't seem to follow. We pass that he is Mevashel a Kedei Klipa at least. There's another issue which I'll just mention at the end, which is a ladle. What's the status of a ladle? Is a ladle a kibush or is it a klisheni? So the Mishnah Berurah says mesupik. The Mishnah Berurah says that if it is very, very hot, the ladle, you leave the ladle there long enough that the steam comes out of the pot where the ladle is found, that's for sure kibush. The source of this is the Ma'aril, and the source for the svar is the Tarsin of Anazor, that flam the Gimel Amud Beis. If this smoke coming out of the steam coming out of that part where the ladle is indicates that the walls have become heated. So what it told us to review. Memem Amud Beis. Tosfos says, what's the misclamation of Klisheni? Ben Yatzaletisba. What did Tosfos answer? And if the walls are hot, the walls are cold. So when it comes to Klisheni, the walls are hot. When it comes to Klisheni, it was never on the fire, the walls are cold. An urn is in between. Because it was never directly on the fire, but it was submerged into the hot water while it was on the fire. So some say this way, some say that way. And the compromise view is that if it's there long enough, that it's steam coming out, it's considered as if its walls are the ladle over itself, heated by the fire. Otherwise, not. The Chazadish is a different pshara. If you put the ladle into the pot while it's still on the fire, then we have to be machmer. If you put the ladle into the pot after it's off the fire, we can be making. That's a tremendous cool nichol Shabbos for us, because most people nowadays take the pot off the fire before they ladle out because of the chumah of the kolbo, of megis. Which we have learned about at the end of the first parable. So that would be a clue. Chazal says in one place, he's back out in another place. And the final of the clue is Dava Gush. Because Dava Gush, according to the Marashal, is considered a Klivishin, even when it's in a Klishen. Why is that so? Because the influence of the Defanos HaMakairos is very small. It says over here, Ein Defanos of Chamin, Meholichu Miskarer, That's if it's a liquid, because the liquid assumes the shape of its container, so it cools off rather quickly. Take a big piece of meat, it only touches on the bottom, not on any other sides. So the Maharshal said it's a Kli Rishon. The Maharshal said in Yoredeya, the Magen Avraham extended it to Orach Chaim, the Shabbos, which fits in according to the post and the Tosfos, that we don't make any distinctions between Bli and Bishul. According to Rashba, we do make a distinction. So you have no raya that the Maharshal's Chumash should apply to Bishul as well. These are all machlokes in the Gedolei HaPoskim, and you have to ask a shaila halacha to the little Shabbos what to do with the Shabbos in your kitchen.